6. Gardens and bonsais.
Have you ever been to Suzhou? You can find over 100 private gardens from the old times in this city.
Suzhou is one of my favorite cities. Gardens in that area are known for their skillful combination of landscapes. They use man-made structures such as creeks, rocks, trees, plants, pavilions, platforms, terraces, and bridges. Together, they create a poetic atmosphere, just like a painting that combines poems, calligraphy, and scenery all in one. The rocks in the garden don't have to be huge to look meaningful, as long as they are arranged in order. The same is true with the creeks. It is not the length of the creeks, but the turns and curves which give the garden a feeling of liveliness. This is a manifestation of the Confucian belief of harmony between man and nature, and the Taoist worship of nature.
I don't see a lot of harmony between man and nature in those particular gardens. There is too much human interference. You never find vast expanses of grass and trees. Most objects are symbolic and artificial, and they are separated from the outside world by a wall.
This has something to do with the Chinese philosophy. The imitation of nature reflects both the worship of nature and a pursuit of a poetic state of mind. The walls around the gardens are, in effect, a way to show modesty and unpretentiousness. Also, it separates people with different backgrounds.
Human interference is at its utmost with Chinese bonsais. Instead of allowing them to grow freely, the plants are restricted and distorted in a cramped space.
Indeed, bonsais have forced a different environment upon the plants. However, people like them for their philosophical implications, representing an interaction with the world through a potted landscape. There used to be a saying that goes, "Three leaves and two flowers represent the world." In other words, the few pieces of leaves and the flowers are enough to make you feel the change in the weather, the earth, and the universe. That's the beauty of bonsais. The miniature gives people a feeling of closeness to nature.
Frankly, I still think it's a bizarre way to enjoy nature by distorting it in the first place. But thanks for your explanation. It helps me understand that this is a unique view through a unique culture.
This is a diversified world. We need to learn to accommodate each other. Maybe this is what traditional Chinese gardens and bonsais are all about. ¶¶